This is a CHY News Update. Following a devastating fire, One Life Recovery is continuing its work to support its recovered community while raising funds. On Saturday, January 18th, Brett Johnson woke up to a call from a neighbor who said one of the One Life duplexes was on fire. Johnson, One Life's founder and director, says the five men living in the house were able to escape safely, and the fire department contained the fire, which was started by a baseboard heater.
You know, we could have lost our entire home had they not been there in the time frame that they were. So really thankful that the fire was like contained to one room and a hallway. And then, the rest of the house and why we can't go in there is just due to smoke damage. So they're working in there now and cleaning it up. And hopefully we can get in sooner than later.
One Life is a therapeutic community for men aged 18 and older to recover from substance use disorders and get back on track to building a meaningful life. The society has three houses it owns and can have up to 21 residents across the homes. Johnson says he created the One Life Recovery Society after his own past experience with addiction.
I grew up in poverty, so we didn't have money to go to a fancy treatment center or anything like that. So I was going to these government-run recovery houses and stuff, and they were all pretty seedy with like people using in the house and rats running through and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to create like a very nice space for people to come that could like feel at home.
Right now, Johnson says they have no timeline for when they'll be allowed to go back to the house due to the smoke damage. The five men who are staying at the duplex have now been moved into the other homes for the time being.
You know, so they're having like slumber parties and stuff like that, but I don't know, they're really enjoying themselves and they love that sense of community that they have at One Life. We sort of presented a few options for them after the fire, and everybody voted just they wanted to stay at that community, like where they felt safe. They didn't want to leave anywhere else.
He says while the insurance is covering everything to do with the fire damage to the building, it's not covering the residents' belongings or the furniture that was lost. To keep the program above water, One Life has started a GoFundMe to raise money to cover the lost income. They're also taking in donations of gently used furniture. Johnson admits he was worried how the situation would affect all the men in the program. But despite the fire, Johnson says the community is still strong and recovery is still possible no matter how hard life gets.
Well, strong. We had a group meeting this morning and, the guys were all laughing. And we did this exercise where we're sharing songs that like had meaning to us. So each guy would pick a song, we'd play it on the stereo. Then they'd tell a story of why that meant something to them. And then this young guy we got at the house, I won't mention any names, but, he picked this one song. We threw it on the stereo and he like just starts dancing in his chair. We ask him to get up and like do some more dance moves. And he's just like, he threw down hard and everybody's laughing and like having a good time together and stuff.
During this time, Johnson says he wants everyone to know that people battling or recovering from addiction can still live meaningful lives and everyone deserves a place to belong. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.